Good morning, and welcome to See You in the Morning, the daily headlines podcast from Savannah Morning News. I am Will Peebles, and today is April 17th. See You in the Morning is a production of Savannah Morning News and SavannahNow.com. You can find this show, as well as all of our other audio content and stories, at SavannahNow.com. Despite a 2.5% tuition increase for undergraduates approved on Tuesday, the possibility of job cuts for limited-term faculty at Georgia Southern University has spurred workers to advocate for more equity. While full-time professors could see their paychecks grow by $1,000 or more if the governor signs the fiscal 2020 budget, the lack of raises for others at Georgia Southern University has prompted United Campus Workers of Georgia to criticize the university's, quote, unfair pay system, end quote. Enrollment declines have precipitated what the university is calling a 10% budget redirection. The 2.5% undergraduate tuition increase the Board of Regents approved Tuesday at its board meeting, which was held at Georgia Southern's Armstrong campus, should provide some relief for the university's financial picture, but it likely won't be enough to prevent some cuts. Education reporter Ann Meyer has this story at SavannahNow.com, as well as another story about the tuition increase, which is worth a read as well. Chatham County District Attorney Meg Heap is again asking the public for help in identifying a possible second local victim of convicted serial killer Samuel Little, after another sketch has come to light. Heap made a similar request back in March for another one of Little's local victims and said that effort resulted in some new information. Little, a 78-year-old Reynolds native, is in prison in Texas for the murder of at least one of the 90 women he claims to have killed nationwide. He has told the FBI of his multiple slayings and provided sketches of many of those victims, two of which were local. The newest sketch is identified only as Cat, who Little said he strangled in 1974 after they had sex in a car on Montgomery Street. Little told investigators he left the woman's naked body in a grassy area on Montgomery Street and circled the area after other people arrived. You can find Scutch's story on this, as well as his previous stories on this, and there's quite a few, at SavannahNow.com. It's pretty interesting, and I know we all like serial killer stuff. A local Savannah woman will appear on Wheel of Fortune tonight, guys. That's very exciting. Bethany Burnett, a purchasing agent for the Savannah-Chatham County Public School System, auditioned for the show back in November when the Wheelmobile stopped by Savannah Mall. I actually went out there and covered that, and it was very neat. Now, Burnett is a mother of two, and she has been a Wheel fan for as long as she can remember. And I talked to her today, and she is just a real sweetheart. I'm really pulling for her tonight. Don't know exactly how she's going to do on the show. It's obviously pre-recorded. But she told me today that it was a much different experience compared to playing along at home. But she did say she managed to get into the zone and was able to apply those puzzle-solving skills she's been honing over the years. Now, that will be at 7 p.m. tonight, and you will be able to watch her on Channel 3, WSAV. And if you would like to read a little bit more about Bethany's journey, well, you could check out my story at SavannahNow.com. Okay, and that is it. You are all caught up with a few of the stories on today's Savannah Morning News front page. You can, of course, find all of these stories, as always, in the links in the description or at SavannahNow.com. Be sure to watch Bethany tonight on Wheel of Fortune. She's a really kind soul, and I think she's going to represent Savannah very well. And I hope that all of you only encounter kind souls today and that you come back and join us tomorrow. We'd love to have you. Until then, I'm Will Peebles, and we'll see you in the morning.